This Shabbos, we begin Sefer Dvarim, which itself begins repeating briefly the traveling of Bnei Yisrael and their interaction with all of the nations in that area. And the question has to be asked, the concept of hate the Jew, why? Why is it like this? So the pasuk I'd like to dwell upon is in Perek Bet, pasuk Bet, Rav Lachem, simple pshat, which we'll see will offer different pshat. It's enough for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Savet Ahar, I want you to go around the mountain, your Har Seir, belonging to Esav, Savet Ahar Azeh, and Pnulachem Tzafona. Move, go directly, go north. So the Abarbanel and also Rabbeinu Bachaye quote Rab Nechemya that he says like this. Now this has to be taken the backdrop in relationship to all the other nations that either let the Jews go through, didn't let them through, attacked them, or didn't attack. So Rabbi Nechemya, Afilu harishayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikapeach scharam. Even those evil people, God gives them their due reward for the few mitzvot that they do. Atamotzei be'esav, which you all know, the Medrash, and afal pishayo rosha, lo kipeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu scharo shekibid et aviv. Because Esav was a mechabed his father Yitzchak, he received due reward for that. And what was the reward? The land of Esav, Har Seir. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu commands Bnei Yisrael, I don't want you to attack Seir, I want you to go around and go in a northern direction. But he continues the Abarbanel, what about the Shiva Amim that were in Canaan? So the Torah says to them, Torah says about them, that they were such rishoyim that they had to lose their land. The land has to be spit out, the land of Eretz Canaan, of Eretz Yisrael, these people. And the Ramban, he quotes the Ramban, that explains that a Kadosh Baruch Hu lives up to promises that he gave to certain people about they inheriting their land, they're receiving reward, is a message to Klal Yisrael. That bo reshuat ha'aretz, you'll get a Yerusha, Yerushuat ha'aretz, ha'aretz niknet bashkacha, v'nei shvuat avot, v'lo b'kocham u'gvuratam. Understand? Bnei Yisrael, you're going to get the land of Eretz Yisrael, you're going to stay there, you're going to inherit it. It's because I promised it to your forefathers. And not because of Kochi Ve'otzim Yadi, not because of your strength. But because I promised it to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to the Avot. I'd like to go now to an unbelievable Kliyoker, but if you understand that the Abarbanel lived at the time of Gerush Sfarad, think in terms of the years, the end of the 1400s. The Kli Yochar, who lived in the 17th century, meaning in the 1600s, he writes the following on this pasuk, and you must see it inside. It blows your mind. Ein lecha uma shemitkaneit b'Yisrael kmo Esav. There's not a nation in the world that is envious of the Jewish people as much as Esav. And he says, as this comes from, and he puts this together, Esav and Yishmael. They all come and claim that in the history of the Jewish people, the history of the world, you stole from us. In other words, Yitzchak stole from Yishmael, that Yishmael should have been Matzliach as being the son of Avram Avinu, and you took it away from him, Bnei Yisrael. Esav should have been the son of Yitzchak, inheriting from him, and you, Yaakov, with your trickery, you stole it. And therefore we hate you, and we're jealous of you, and that's the way history is going to continue. And therefore the Kli Yoker says that's what Pshat in the Pasuk is. He said, you made, Yaakov, you made Esav jealous of you. How do you avoid that? Shelo yitkaneh bachem. Go tzafona. Go away. And here the Kli Yoker goes. He says, v'zeh hefech mima sheYisrael osim bedorot ha'elu b'artzot oyveihem. What the Jewish people do in the land and the foreign lands, wherever they might be. Ki mi sheyesh lo mona, person who has 100, hu maret atzmo b'malbushei kavod, ubatim sfunim v'chashuvim. He made a buck. Why shouldn't I spend it? He lives and he shows off, and he makes the entire world jealous of him. And this irritates the people, the Umota, okay? And therefore they're over Klal Yisrael, Masha Nemar, Pnu Lachem Tzafona. And I want to tell you something, that this is the way most of the Jews live amongst the Goyim, and that brings to all of the hatred, envy, kina, sina. And people should figure this out and understand it. Not to live modesty, but to live to show it off. And I'd like to conclude with the Kilat Yitzchak. That he quotes a Medrash on this Pasuk, and he says, this is what the Medrash is trying to teach us. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take the Jews in a circuitous fashion away from Har Seir, from Esav? L'rameis, to give them a hint, they should understand a remez, shegolut ashlishi asher yeh al de Edom yimashech liyamim rabim, rav lachem. It's going to be a long time. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. And I want you to know what you have to do. Eich titkaimu b'galut ha'roch ha'norah hazeh. Ani omer lechem, ha'eitza amitit, God says. Penu lechem tzafona. And the word tzafona comes from the word tzafun, concealed, out of sight. Kasher holanu, Yeshaya Novi says, Eich titnaheg b'galut ha'mar ha'norah hazeh. V'amar, Yeshaya says in Perek Chavav, Leich ami, bo b'chadrecha, go into your room, into your home. Uskod latecha, lock your doors. Batcha tavi kimat, savi. Kimat rega ad yavor zam. Until this hatred is going to pass, it's going to take some time. In the meantime, go away. And he touches it up. He says, don't think that if you're going to be like the Goyim and you're going to become close to them, that you're going to win their hearts over. They, the people, and the governing countries, the people governing the no. Adaraba. Vazetim shochalea ayin kina visina. They'll be jealous of you and they'll hate you. Rak tit podeid bechadrecha, go alone side. Away. Ubalta bita malbushei maseim, and don't look the way they dress and the way they act. And think that that's the way you'll find favor in their eyes. And even if they're going to ask you, they're going to invite you, please join us. Come to our party. Come be part of our unions, be part of our groups. Hatspinu atzmechem imenu, ubaltit chabru lehem. One cannot live ostentatious. One has to live modest. There should not be jealousy, even within Klal Yisrael itself, but that's not what the Kli Yoker and the Abarbanel and the Kilat Yitzchak and the Rabbeinu Bechai are talking about. You could subdue hatred if you do not let them believe that there's a reason for them to be jealous of you. Hate the Jews? Why? I don't know. But this sure embellishes it. We should only be zoche to hatz nelechet im Hashem Elokecha shebiur HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a gula shleima b'meir v'meinu amein.